Rob Wicklund says his customers at Dan's Feed Bin in Superior are worried about the propane emergency. He says they're trying to figure out how to handle the shortage and what they call ridiculously high prices.
I mean, some companies are limited, you know, to 200 gallons at a time. A lot of people are resorting to, you know, buying electric heaters and whatnot, like I did. You know, I went and bought a couple electric heaters to stop my furnace from running constantly.
Wisconsin's 10-member congressional delegation wants the federal government to act. Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says people have to decide between medications, food, and heat for their home.
This is an all-hands-on-deck time, given the fuel shortages and the huge increase in price. A lot of families are struggling just to keep the heat going, especially in one of the coldest winters that we've experienced in our lifetime. So we need to be doing all the above.
Already, the Obama administration has eased transportation restrictions and released money for low-income heating fuel assistance. But Kind says propane exports must be stopped now.
Especially in light of how much the market has increased for propane in recent days. I'm fearful a lot of large private supplier companies are taking advantage of this situation by selling these very exorbitant contracts to the highest bidder. Many of them are not in the United States.
Kind says the crisis may get worse before it gets better, with the cold weather in the deep south creating even more demand for propane. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.